This is a CKTZ News Update. Treedom, an 80-acre forested property on Cortez Island, has multiple owners. Amy Robertson is an original partner who sought out others to share the property and preserve it. There are currently five owners, but with a recent successful rezoning application that had Cortez Island community support, Treedom looks forward to including additional partners, adding to needed housing stock while preserving the forest.
My then partner, Gregor, and I purchased 72 acres from Jimmy Guthrie back in 1999 and put together a group of people to help with the mortgage payments as they came up and eventually started seen houses built here. First was Bill and Mary Claire, who inhabited a building that was already on the property. It was actually Jimmy's workshop. And then Gregor and I built a cabin, and Carrie and Barry started to build a house, and it's just kind of grown from there.
So is it essentially a land collective, Amy?
It is it's a land partnership. So yes, it's got a corporate structure umbrella, but we are land partners and we all share in the ownership of the land.
And how exactly does it function?
What we did is that we created a shareholders agreement. So it's about a 35-page document that really outlines our relationship with each other and with the land. So it is very specific about anything from trees that come down, the placement of buildings, the use of common structures. We've got a big building that stores wood, which is known as the mill site, which is where Jimmy had a mill. And then it also lays out the financial division when it comes to any capital improvements, like when we put the road in or when we brought the power in. And so far, it's worked really well. We revisit it every year at our AGM, and we've learned from a few mistakes, but I'd have to say in general, it has served us really well, and it's also a document that we've shared with a bunch of other groups that have looked at similar structures of land ownership.
And what would you describe the founding principles to be?
The founding principles really are around land stewardship. The name Treedom really is about, you know, protecting this forest and saving the trees. So we've covenanted the 40 acres on the pseudo roadside of the property, and we're very prudent in tree removal. There were a few natural clearings where people migrated to build their houses, and any tree under 8 inches be allowed to be removed by the person who's building their home in that area. And then aside from a danger tree, it does require agreement from other shareholders to remove the trees. So that's probably our biggest uniting feature is our love of the forest.
Now, your group recently went through a rezoning application and succeeded. What was the reason for that?
The zone that we had originally allowed us to have 5 houses and a guest house, which for an 80-acre property seemed very frugal. So we looked at the OCP, and the OCP actually had us designated with the zone that gave us 8 houses and a guest house. And so knowing that feeling that the OCP was not going to be approved anytime soon, given that it hadn't really been considered since it was originally designed in 2012, we thought that we would just go ahead and go through the process and get the designation for more houses, as well as the opportunity to do more live-work. There's a term called cottage industry, which actually doesn't apply very often on Cortez. There are only certain zones. So what that allows us to do here on Treedom is to have cottage industries. And we are working with a couple artisans and woodworkers to have studio space here and help them make a living here on Cortez.
In terms of the rezoning application, was part of that intention to try to add to just the housing stock on the island, as there is quite a shortage of especially affordable housing?
Oh, for sure. So, yes, to only have five houses on this property was crazy when there is such a demand. So to add three more opportunities to this property and to the island has been very well received, and I've had quite a few inquiries already about how we're going to be moving forward with that.
And Amy, what's the long-term vision for Treedom?
The long-term vision, forest protection. We want to be a role model for covenanting land and encouraging others to do so. Building the community. There are a number of us who were the original land partners that have children that are now in their 20s and 30s, and they're spending more time here on Cortez. For example, my daughter and her fiancé have been here half-time for the last 2 years, and some of that was pandemic-driven, but now that they've established themselves here a bit more, they would also like to see this community grow here on the land. So our goal is to have more younger families here on the property to steward it and also join forces with the second generation of the original landholders.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.